Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So, what kind of book is Nahjul Balagha? And how important is it for us to study and reflect on it? Let us see what some of our esteemed scholars say about Nahjul Balagha. For example, Allama Muhammad Taqi Ja'fari, who was one of the most renowned commentators of Nahjul Balagha, says in his book, A Glimpse of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Nahjul Balagha is not only the book of yesterday and today, but also the book of tomorrow. Because the descriptions of man and universe in Nahjul Balagha are eternal descriptions. The laws that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam attributes to the methods of man and the universe are not made of time and space so that they may be confined to a decade or a century. Each era gives rise to its own elites and geniuses, and they each benefit from Nahjul Balagha to the extent that their capacity for understanding and knowledge allows them to. Or he, Allama Ja'fari, says in his commentary on Nahjul Balagha, the words of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, answer all human problems with respect to his four categories of relationships, namely man's relationship with himself, man's relationship with Allah, man's relationship with the universe, man's relationship with his fellow human being. No other source has been able to provide the true answer to these six questions the way that Nahjul Balagha has. Who am I? Where have I come from? Where have I come to? Who am I with? Where am I going? Why did I come? Shaheed Allama Mutahhari also says about this outstanding book, Nahjul Balagha has several worlds. The world of zuhd and taqwa, renouncing dunya and piety. The world of ibadah and irfan, worship and mysticism. The world of falsafa and hikmah, wisdom and philosophy. The world of prophecies and predictions. The world of politics and social responsibilities. The world of heroism and courage and more. In a message to the Nahjul Balagha Millennium Congress, which celebrated the 1000th anniversary of the publication of Nahjul Balagha, the great founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, may Allah's blessings be on him, emphasized the importance and high value of this book as follows. The book of Nahjul Balagha, which is the revelation of his soul, Imam Ali alayhi salam's soul, has come to educate us who are slumbering in the bed of egoism and under the veil of selfishness. It is a concoction for healing and a remedy for individual and social pains. It is a collection as complex and multidimensional as human being and as complex and multidimensional as a great human society. From the time of its issuance, for as long history goes on, and as many societies and governments and nations come into being, and as many thinkers, philosophers, and researchers come along and reflect on it and immerse themselves in it. Peace and blessings be upon our commander, who is the epitome of humanity and the eloquent Quran, whose great name lives on forever, and who is the manifestation of the greatest name, Al-Ismul A'zam. And last but not least, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, may Allah protect and aid him, has referred to Nahjul Balagha in many of his lectures as a book that belongs to all Muslims, is the qibla for our intellectual hopes, has social life lessons for all Muslims, is needed today more than ever, teaches us how to defeat internal and external enemies, manifests justice in all its statement, invites humans towards piety, forms the basis of the system of the Islamic Republic of Iran, is character building and society building, contains the most eloquent words of man, has to be known and appreciated, awakens and alerts the reader. In the end, I will leave you with a short video of Imam Khamenei Hafizullah talking about Nahj al-Balagha.
این نهج البلاغه را باید خوند، باید فرا گرفت. در دوران اخیر بسیاری از متفکران و اندیشمندان غیر مسلمان، نه فقط مسلمان ها، غیر مسلمان با نهج البلاغه آشنا شدند، کلمات امیرالمؤمنین رو خوندند، دیدند این حکمت‌های مجسم در این بیانات را شنیدند، فرا گرفتند و بهت زده شدند از عظمت این کلام و صاحب کلام. ما به نهج البلاغه بیش از این بایستی توجه کنیم، بیش از این باید فرا بگیریم، بیش از این باید از دریای مواج حکمت امیرالمؤمنین بهره ببریم. همه ابعاد کار را روشن می‌کند، همه درس ها را به ما می‌دهد. کلماتی است که علمای بزرگ اهل سنت درباره این کلمات تعبیراتی دارند که انسان شگفت زده می شود. امیرالمؤمنین فقط متعلق به شیعه نیست، همه اهل اسلام، همه کسانی که دل در گرو محبت اسلام دارند، علی ابن ابی طالب علیه السلام را در اون قله عظمت علمی و معنوی و اخلاقی و انسانی و الهی مشاهده می کنند.